Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And he probably felt like LeBron is his friend. And I put my your jersey on my arm. I tattooed it.
Who told you to do that?
Rap, he shouldn't be online talking R&B. About it. He should put in his music. And when he puts it in his music, you're saying he's a sucker for putting in his music.
No, we're just saying don't sound gay about it when you're doing it. That's what we're simply trying to say.
That's his feeling.
Like Jeff said, they sound like lovers. Bro, I was like, bro, you clearly like me more than I liked you.
And Charlamagne Tha God recently called Drake gay, saying he sounds gay for talking about LeBron backstabbing him. But if Drake is gay for this, that must mean Kendrick Lamar is super gay. The most gayest rapper in hip-hop history, because he always had another man in his mouth. He's always talking about other men. Whenever he see other men being successful, whenever he hear other men doing great things, he'll come out of his hole and say their names in a negative light and scream that they're not better than me. Kendrick Lamar has been doing this crying and whining for so long against all these other artists. He did it in the Control verse. He did it with the Big Three, saying it's just Big Him. Don't look at Drake and J. Cole. Just look at me. Look at me. I need all the attention. Don't look at them. Tell me if that don't sound like a jealous broad. That's why the cute chicks only like going out with the average broads, because they're around some fine broads. They're gonna hate all the attention they get and want to try to destroy it in some way. That's exactly what Kendrick Lamar is. He has the cute chick mentality, and he look at those other rappers who get all the accolades, those other rappers who get all the success, all the sales, as the fine chicks, and he hates every bit of it. And he will try to do anything he can to make the light go off of them and the light to go on him. That's all he ever does. He has created moments like this over and over again. So how can you equate Drake as gay or soft and weak and not the absolute same for Kendrick Lamar, when Kendrick Lamar has done this over and over and over again at the most extreme level? He's the one that sounds like a scoring broad, because all the times he saw Drake winning, he hated it. Drake took him on tour, gave him the light. Kendrick was back looking at Drake shine. He hated every bit of it. He wanted that spot like a scorned broad when they won't rocking with each other no more. How are we not facing the reality of this? How are y'all twisting it when the truth is so blatantly in our faces? But if you just think for a second and look at what Kendrick Lamar has historically done, always calling out other men when he see them being successful, he always was like a scorned broad, mad, and said, no, 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 look at me, look at me. They're not better than me, though. Who cares? And tried to frame it as competition, a manipulative tactic just like a broad. Like, when are y'all gonna start waking up?
The Highest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.